It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. We had an idea on the program a few years ago. We wanted to try and live the life of a professional baseball player. All the ups and downs of life in the minor leagues, the dream of maybe one day getting to the majors. We met a young infielder named Tyler Saladino. He was playing in Birmingham, Alabama, splitting an apartment with three teammates, playing his heart out on the field, hoping to be called up.
You always want to try and climb a level every year or advance at any point, really. I mean, it's always a good thing to move up.
Saladino, who turns 26 today, happy birthday, has played for different teams in the Chicago White Sox organization. He's fought through batting slumps and season-ending injuries, but this month he got the big break. The White Sox called him up, and NPR's Russell Lewis went to Chicago to check in with him.
There's something special about going to a major league ballpark.
Program, scorecard, peanuts. Right here, guys, peanuts.
Seeing smiling kids with their parents and grandparents, the sizzle of bratwursts, the smell of fresh popcorn, and the taste of overpriced beer. And yelling at the umpires, of course.
Hey, Blue, bad call, bad call.
It's what baseball's all about, America's pastime. Nearly a half million people play baseball in high school every year. Just a small fraction, 7%, play in college. Of those, an even tinier number get to the minor leagues, and making it to the majors, that's really rare.
Pretty cool place to be having this interview, huh?
That's Tyler Saladino as we sat in the White Sox dugout on Friday before a doubleheader with the Kansas City Royals. I'd interviewed him many times when he played in the minors for the Birmingham Barons. The smile on his face was the biggest I'd ever seen.
This right here is what you dream about and what you work towards and use as motivation and all that stuff. And it's taken a lot of work and a lot of time that we put into it. And to be here, it's truly a blessing.
Saladino's not a superstar. He's not flashy, not the biggest, nor the fastest. He likely won't ever be a household name. But he's a solid, all-around player who works hard, shows up at the ballpark early, and stays late. He's a student of the game who makes few mistakes. The White Sox have used him both at third base and at shortstop so far. White Sox manager Robin Ventura says he likes Saladino.
He knows how to play. He lands on his feet no matter where you put him. Always known that about him, that he's just a smart baseball player. So right now, as you take advantage of the opportunity.
Saladino's first major league hit was a triple, and on Friday, he continued to spray hits all over the field. A bunt single, a smack to the outfield, and this one. The White Sox have struggled this season with a losing record and have been promoting and demoting players trying to find a winning combination. Saladino has done well for them so far.
He was there and threw a strike to 1-0, ground ball to third. Saladino shuffles the feet, picks it, throws to first, got him. That's a heck of a play.
Yeah, he made that look routine.
That had the hook spin on it too, Darren.
Yeah, he's playing up.
Reporter Bruce Levine has covered the Chicago White Sox since 1982. He says Saladino is an underdog who everyone can identify with.
You know what, if I would have worked a little harder in high school or in college at my sport, I might have been Tyler Saladino. And that's why people like that type of player, and people like those type of players on their teams.
The White Sox haven't told Tyler Saladino how long they plan to keep him at the major leagues, but he hit his first home run yesterday and appears to have now locked up a starting position at third base.
It's such a blessing and such a great opportunity to have a chance to play baseball, so it doesn't matter what comes your way.
Not bad for a kid from San Diego who turned 26 this week. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Chicago.